Immediately following the first attack, I implemented our government's emergency response plan.
Warning, you are being monitored by CCTV.
The government claims that they want to just give you a hand. Alex Ansari wants to give them the finger. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
The time to take a break from the system and the daily grind. Of course, how pitiful sometimes it has to be that Christmas is the only time some of us have for a break, and some of us not at all. But regardless, hope you are having a wonderful holiday season, whatever your religious or spiritual denomination happens to be. One of the top stories that we're going to start with this afternoon before we get to a whole slew of is a top story that I have on the top of AlexAnsari.com, the United States and North Korea are meeting one-on-one to discuss a number of financial issues. Financial experts from the United States and North Korea met Tuesday to address Washington's campaign to isolate the North from the international banking system. The key stumbling block blamed for Pyongyang's 13-month boycott of nuclear talks. Now, the meeting came on the sidelines of six-nation arms talks that entered a second day Tuesday, with discussions focused on the implementation of a disarmament pledge signed by the North last year. The North Korean and U.S. delegations also held their first one-on-one meeting at the nuclear talks Tuesday afternoon, according to the Chinese Press Center. The atmosphere there was, quote, not so harsh, end quote, says a Japanese official, on condition of anonymity due to the ongoing diplomacy. Now, in another report that is also very critical that we discuss this afternoon here on Outside the Box, of course, pertains to the current situation, and of course, I would say not as diplomatic relations, between Iran and the United States. According to the Raw story, there's a report indicating that the Pentagon is planning Navy buildup as a warning to Iran. This is nothing new. This has actually been going on for at least a month now. Now, CBS News, as quoted by Reuters, says that, quote, the U.S. military is planning a major buildup of its naval forces in the Persian Gulf region as a warning to Iran. So that is the source for that. A senior official in the Department of Defense said the report was premature and appeared to be drawing conclusions from the assumptions, according to Reuters. The Pentagon declined to comment, but an additional defense official described the report as speculative. Well, CBS says that the buildup was not aimed at an attack on Iran, but to discourage what U.S. officials view as increasingly provocative acts by Tehran. So this situation we are definitely going to continue to look at in the months, in the years to come. 2007 certainly is going to be a strange year. And I know I've done a lot of talking about the economy. And every time I go out to a new restaurant or a new different place, when I'm out and about on the town, you know, when the subject of politics come into the mix, instead of making a beeline right now, each and every time for 9/11, and bringing that into the conversation, for the most part, I found myself talking about the economy quite a bit and telling people, bartenders, waitresses, people that don't work for a lot of money, but of course rely on the wealth of others through tips and whatnot to save their money. And of course take nothing that they have earned at this point in their life for granted. And I think that is one of the biggest tragedies that I think a lot of people do. They get too used to having abundance. They get too used to sovereignty being crafted for them instead of demanding sovereignty for themselves. They let the United States think for them, determine what sovereignty is. Very strange indeed. On the topic of such, we'll be getting into a new opinion article pointing out criticisms of the North American Union. All that and much, much more when we get back on RBNLive.com.
When the bullet hits the bone. When the bullet hits the bone.
Soviet Union out of the underground and into the mainstream. A lot of things that we talk about here on this network and those similar to it continue to become more obvious in the mind of what many of us have called in the past and still do to this day, sheeple, cattle, people that love fascism, people that don't really respect freedom or understand freedom because they were never taught by their own parents in their educational school system. Wherever they come from, wherever their background, some people are taught different things for freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to be very blunt, what it means to be an American. When those things take second place, third place, fourth place, hate to say it, but a lot of us get what we have coming to us. The North American Union, I was discussing it with a few people last night. And you talk to someone about the border issue. You have the left and the right, or the box of the controlled left and right. The left says, open up all the borders. Open them up and let these people in. And then you have the right, and of course legalize everyone that's here illegally. And then you have the right or the opposition just saying, extreme, close the borders down. And when you really understand the North American Union, you understand that the reason why they would want to put a border up and have a North American Union at the same time, it may not seem to make sense, but it does. First of all, no one really challenges the police state on a really deep level till people begin to question how free our nation is when we have a fence around us. When we, the citizens, civilians, as they would use the term, the military that is, to describe us, don't have the proper papers, if we don't have the proper clearance, federal clearance, why are we going to be allowed out of the country? Now, here's something interesting for a lot of people to contemplate this holiday season. From what I understand about the new TSA, police state tracking control grid, which is the airport goose stop, gulag, goose stepping, interesting little robotic characters that the TSA officers have become. With this new 2007 year coming up shortly, January around the corner, I've been hearing more and more rumors about the lists that are being drawn up, those that are clear to fly and get on a plane, and those that aren't. So unfortunately, we could see this being the last Christmas that some people get on the plane and go see their family through the medium of the plane. Oh, after that, it leaves what? The vehicle, the car, maybe the train, maybe hitchhiking. and of course, the black boxes, tracking and tracing where you go and who owns your car, who it's registered. That's been in the law for some time now. They know just by looking at the license plates, by scanning them with the special cameras they have put in place, the ultimate tracking device is not only the aircraft, it's your car as well. Your number does not have to be connected to a microchip inside your arm. It is your face. Thank you to facial recognition technology. It is your GAT. It is your DNA. All of that is your chip. The social security number that we have is our chip. And so is, of course, our license plate on the outside of our vehicle when we move from place to place. But now I want to move into this something that was published in the Tucson Citizen recently. North American Union would supplant U.S. sovereignty. This is an opinion editorial. According to Karen S. Johnson, she continues to fight against the North American Union by writing to the paper, which they publish under the headline I just read. She notes the partnership was agreed upon at a private meeting held again in Waco, Texas, as I said before, on March 23, 2005, among then-President of Mexico, Vicente Fox, U.S. President George Bush, and then-Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada. This is a refresher. The SPP is in agreement to merge our United States of America with Mexico and Canada. She notes that she's outraged about what the Bush administration is doing with this partnership behind Congress's back. And I just want to make a really quick point about this. I'm not as angry as I always sound or appear to be offstage. I try to remain very calm and patient with people that are completely ignorant. I remember talking with an activist last night telling her about SPP.gov. I give out that website all the time and remind people, as we should, that .gov, for the really dumbed down individuals out there, means that it's a government website. You know, really dumb it down to people. Spoon feed them slowly. Doesn't mean you have to sit with them for an hour, but give them the very basic documented facts, things that cannot be disputed before you go off into areas that can't be proven. SPP.gov is a government website, and I urge everyone to check it out. The article continues on, with virtually no mention in the mainstream media, no oversight from Congress. Commerce Secretary Carlos M. Gutierrez is pushing forward through his department the working groups that are implementing this plan. Government bureaucrats and business leaders are harmonizing and integrating our laws with Mexico and Canada on a broad range of issues such as e-commerce, transportation, environment, health, agriculture, financial services, and national security, just to mention a few. Now, what's interesting about the North American Union, I just want to pause here, is that this is our own personalized, customized form of control, the New World Order in the North American continent. Not country, but continent. It's the continent. And that is what is being merged. Now, you would think in a perfect world there wouldn't be borders, correct? And I would happen to agree with you, but that is only in a world that does not exist today. A world where perhaps people have some sort of retention over the laws, over what their government does and does not do. Whether we like it or not, is the government accountable to what the people want? It's not a hard question to ask. In today's world, it's not hard for me to answer. Absolutely not. It has become unaccountable. It has almost become, like I've said before, a demonic possession, the way they operate today in Congress. So I'm thinking about the North American Union, and I'm seeing this anchoring effect. We are anchoring and centralizing power all over the world. That's actually not very complicated to see. You have a centralization of power in Europe, known as the European Union. You have a centralization of power and an attempt to continue to build that union further and further, merging it with the New World Order, something known as the African Union. And then, of course, you have the up-and-coming Asian Union. Of course, might as well connect that with the North American Union. Do you think if we establish all of these things in 20 or 30 years, there will still be four different unions? What we learn from World War I and their attempt for the League of Nations, League of Nations, and what we've learned in that failed attempt, learn that this is not a new game to centralize power. And the best way to do that and centralize a lot of power is to do it after a war, when everyone's broke and they need money. Most of all, they need to borrow money, money that they may never be able to pay back. Thus, they end up being enslaved for a long time, as long as they maintain a certain economic base. And that, of course, goes into the third world. People talk about the Arab world. I heard someone whining in a restaurant last night about the Arab world. So I just kept walking because the ignorance gets, the stench is too powerful for me to handle. I can't fight it head on all the time. And it's like, my friend, do you think everything we are experiencing right now is the Arab world? My friend, are you that ignorant that you do not understand that people from Afghanistan are not Arabs? Hopefully that's not new to this listenership. I'd like to hope that you at least knew that fact. It's very important to understand. I don't want to say the word the enemy, but actually your brother and sister. You know, a lot of us have these opinions, these marvelous, marvelous armchair intellectual opinions on how people feel or think on another part of the globe. And I find that really interesting. Do you know why? Because how many of us actually really, really, really know our neighbor? Can really go across the street, know his name, know the name of his kids, what they're up to. And then, not even most people even knowing their neighbor, most of all because they're afraid. They're afraid of their neighbor, and of course they're too busy working for the system to survive, to pay the bills, to eat, to be blunt. But if they can't do that, how can they be mind-washed, programmed, brainwashed, convinced that they know, because they have CNN, high-definition news, what it's really like to be a mother, to bury your children in a very large, open mass grave in Afghanistan? in Iraq. And still remind us over and over, as the boob tube does. The more hate, the more death, the more destruction that we spread upon the world, the more they're going to love us. It is a lie, and it is a farce, but we are seeing it more and more. I want to continue on with this article, though, before we move on to the next break, and of course continue on with the other top police state stories of the week. She has the question, which is an ultimate question to ask. Do we want our laws harmonized with socialist Canada and corrupt Mexico? If you are concerned about terrorism in our country, just remember that enlarging our borders, merging our security functions with one of the most corrupt nations on earth, being Mexico, and giving up sovereignty and constitutional protections, do not make us safer. Just remember that. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been on National Intel Report, or the Intel Report on this network, and a few other shows. I haven't had him on yet. Would love to have you on, Jerome. He is a Harvard professor who has spent months researching this issue. He was recently able, through a Freedom of Information request, to obtain about 1,000 pages on SPP/North American Union information. That info clearly reveals the Bush administration is running a shadow government with Mexico and Canada, in which unelected bureaucrats are crafting a broad range of policy changes. Tell your friends, tell the ignorant, look it up, it's documented. SPP.gov. We'll be right back. Talking about Jack Blood and his run-ins with the Austin Police Department. And for those of you that haven't read the story, it is linked at my website, alexansery.com. Now, what's interesting about that is that in this nation, when there is a situation late at night, in the wee hours of the night, where there is alcohol involved, the state being represented by the police officer many times takes your rights, because psychologically, if you've been drinking, you're seen as a target. Whether you have been drinking to the point of being drunk or intoxicated is another issue. Just the major fact that you feel free enough and bold enough to go to a bar in your own city is a death sentence, and it has been for many people, without even making it to drinking and driving. Why is that? Well, because we built up a police state over a hypocritical war on drugs before 9/11 was even established. And of course, thanks to MADD and their involvement with using women and the fear of women to go after men. Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. There's nothing wrong with people that are caught drunk driving being held accountable. I don't drive drunk. I've never had a DUI. I don't go and get in bar fights. However, there's something important to understand. How many stories have you read about someone in a bar meeting a police officer? I've heard about it in Texas, actually. Maybe you can call in and tell me about it. People have been given breathalyzers right here in Oregon. I've seen down in Canby, where they will just wait for someone just to get in their car and drive off. Doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be drunk, but to them, it's all about what the computer says or what the machine says. That machine being the breathalyzer, which analyzes your intoxication level, your by basically blowing into it. They've had that technology around for years. Sometimes they're fasting in the cars. Now, there is actually some sort of need for us for curbing of excessive alcohol abuse. That's why you have a liquor commission, technically. But what we have is these bureaucratic organizations that have really just become large pools of money. We're large, expansive, just like the North American Union Super Freeway, Super Highway. Very wide, way wide, like the size of Superfield's arteries for all this money to go into. A new system of control, which is the criminal justice system, which a lot of people get sucked into on that one issue alone, DUI. So I look at the story with Jack, and I feel very sad for him. However, this has been expanding for some time in this nation. It is nothing new. And when things like this, for example, happen, Jack, hopefully you will have a good crowd of support at the courthouse. And I'm not sure what exactly is going to be taking place, but I do know he has been talking about it quite a bit, and that it's tomorrow, Wednesday, he appears in court in downtown Austin, Texas, at the courthouse, to fight the case. And he sounds like he is going to fight it, and I commend him for that. But in terms of the controlling mechanism, the metaphorical police state instead of the literal one being a physical police officer establishing more and more control over you and the military. The metaphorical or broad police state that I speak of mostly on this program pertains to the educational school system as well. Anyone and anything that encompasses the mother government, the norm, society, the system, the man, the elite, them, call it what you will, those that are in some sort of legal position over you on some area or necessity of life that you have to accomplish, of course, for you to make a living, for you to make a dollar, for you to make it another day, for you to be free another day, for you not to be a criminal another day, for you to be allowed to be innocent another day. There are things some of us have to do. So it's quite interesting when I think about the police state and what that is. And it's not just about the guns. It's not just about the tasers or the deaths. What the police state is really about, and understanding it, is control. Just like surveillance society and where that is moving, as we'll begin to do more in the next long segment coming up after this upcoming break. From the microchips to the brain chips, this new reality we are going to wake up to and walks amongst people with brain chips in 15 years. How did we get here so fast? It happens slowly. It's a direct result. It's a direct effect following the cause that we have been spoiled, that we have forgot what it's like as a nation to fight to the death for our freedom. Most of all, I think many humans are being socially engineered in this new age to be cowards. Just to look at Jack's story, it is human, it is natural, it is normal. When your fellow man is being beat up, possibly to death, while he remains unconscious, forming nothing but a disfigured bloody mess, what a man does is help that other person. That could be you, because it may have been you before. I remember Jack saying at the end of the program, he thought it might have been a racial attack. Two Hispanics and one Caucasian. Whether that was the case or not, I don't know. But the question is, if you were in that situation, you saw what Jack saw, what would you do? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
One 800-313-9443. That's the number to dial. 1-800-313-9443. I'll just go ahead and finish this off. A little bit of that icing on the cake. And then with a bang, here I am looking at SPP.gov at the moment. Decided I would bring it up, take another look at it. Haven't gone to the website in a couple weeks. Let's see. The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, SPP, was launched in March of 2005. It's a trilateral effort to increase security and enhance prosperity among the United States, Canada, and Mexico through greater cooperation and information sharing. Blah, 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 blah. Three more paragraphs of propaganda. One of the more important ones, though, you absolutely must remember, memorize, write down, put on your fridge. Just kidding. Fifth paragraph down, top page, front page of SPP.gov. Looking forward, President Bush... Let me get my movie voice going. Looking forward, President Bush, Prime Minister Harper, and President Fox have identified emergency management, influenza pandemics, including avian influenza, energy security, and safe and secure gateways, border security, and facilitation as key priorities for the SPP. The leaders also announced the creation of North American Competitiveness Council to fully incorporate, I'm moving my hands now like a spider, to fully incorporate the private sector into the SPP process. They got some really interesting graphics too. I kind of like see the whole globe and it's like one, and it's got like this grid going down it, kind of like the latitude and longitude lines, but it has such a metallic look to it. Yes, there's something to the graphic design as well on the website. Here, if you look at the left panel of it, starts with the 2006 report to leaders. Click on that, and it will take you to August 2006, where they were talking about the report to the leaders. Myths versus facts, they have that as well. Prosperity agenda, SVP documents, useful links. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the police state, but I just want to go over that. For those that actually haven't gone to the website yet and understood just what degree, what caliber of documentation actually exists on that site. So here we go, back to the police state, the world of authoritative figures from the school system to your local coaches to the sports teams, defining how you live and what you say and what you do with your body, including what you sign. Here we are looking at a hockey player who was fired for not signing a flag for the troops. Some support coach of St. John Sea Dogs, others defend the young Quebecer's freedom of expression. A junior hockey player has been ousted from the St. John Sea Dogs after he did not sign a Canadian flag the team was sending to troops in Afghanistan. Dave Blachard, a 20-year-old from Quebec, who played left wing in the Quebec Major Junior team, said he thought someone else had already signed his name. But Seadocks coach Jacques Delobu said he did not accept that explanation and cut him from the team after Saturday's game. Oh, kids, my friends. No, the story does not end there. Yesterday, you may remember me discussing Disney, the Illuminati Corporation, telling Santa, clone, ho ho no. Report from the BBC, know now the man dressed as Santa Claus who's pretending to be Santa Claus to a few children who came up to him and asked him if he was Santa. He played along and engaged their fantasy. Well, Disney came up and said, can't do that. Santa belongs to us, my friend. Santa is now a copyrighted character. Now, here we go. Here's another update with the evolution in the craft and art and the usage of the taser, the stun gun. Here we are seeing security guards soon could carry the stun guns, a bill that would expand stun gun use beyond law enforcement. A little-noticed bill that would let more people use tasers and stun guns in Michigan is awaiting Governor Jennifer Granholm's likely signature, though critics hope she wields her veto pen. Now get this. The legislation approved by the Senate 30-7 last week and passed unanimously by the House in September would exempt detention facilities and private security officers at some hospitals and malls from a ban against using some stun guns. Police officers and others in law enforcement have been able to carry the weapons since 2002. Goes on to describe stun guns and tasers, which is a police favorite because they can be fired from a distance. It's a good weapon for a coward as well. Temporarily disable people with electric shocks and are billed as a safer way to subdue combative subjects or someone such as a little girl that a weenie man, which is why some people become cops, cannot, of course, subdue on his own. This is why you hear about children being tased, because they're too weak, they're too pathetic, they're too cowardly, and they don't even trust their own strength or their own ability to try to restrain a violent youth. It's not even 10 years old. So you've got to understand and really understand the psychology of a cowardly police officer. one that does not know the Constitution and does not see you as his equal, sees you and the reason why he got that job as a way to be above you. That's another issue that I have not even discussed about the police state. I'll say that for another show. And that's the psychology of people that become police officers because they are predators at heart. But again, that's another program. Back to the article. But some question taser-related deaths and where the technology is used too routinely, not as a last resort. And, of course, we have been covering that activity as well. Continuing on with more stories around the world about the growing police state control grid, now we focus our lens upon Moscow. Hundreds detained ahead of Moscow rally. This comes straight from the Associated Press. This happened just a few days ago. Now, this is an ultimate police state. Their idea of freedom has already been washed down the toilet. Russian authorities pulled hundreds of opposition activists off buses and trains and detained them along with scores of others Saturday, just a few days ago, ahead of a rare anti-government rally in Moscow. I mean, this is scary, my friends. This is really, I mean, this is not okay. Before the protest actually goes down, they know where to find you. They know where to get you. They already have some place planned ahead of time to put you. The police action did not prevent more than, fortunately, 2,000 people from gathering in a central square where leftists and liberal groups demanded that Russian President Vladimir Putin stop what they called Russia's retreat from democracy. Now, he says Mikhail Kasavidov, if I pronounced that right, a former prime minister who is now an opposition leader, says, quote, in 15 months, political power will be changed, referring to the March 2008 presidential election. Continues on saying, quote, next year, everyone should make a personal decision about what to do with our country, whether we allow those people to continue their illegal undertakings, or we finally make our main goal to build a democratic and socially oriented state. He told demonstrators, it's very simple, it's about oversight. Is the Russian government going to be accountable for being a full-blown, like AIDS or HIV, police state, rounding up the protesters before they actually make it to the protest? I don't read about a lot of stories like this, other than say, oh, I don't know, Nazi Germany, other than, I don't know, say, China. But now this is happening in Russia, and yet we watch our presidente, who would like to eliminate our rights, strip them more and more, with a razor blade, a scalpel, bit by bit, carving out our soul. And we walk as we see him walk and dine, wine and dine. The dictators of the world, from China to Russia to Uzbekistan to Afghanistan to the planet leaders in Iraq. And of course, now as it has been recently alleged, Lebanon, where they are still protesting to this moment. And what the people are wondering in Lebanon, as people there, like so many other civilizations right now that are rising, standing up, screaming for freedom, the question is this going to turn violent? And that's what people are worried about. And that's what the government does to us around the world. It turns people against each other. Poor people against the rich. Rich people against the poor. The blacks against the whites. As I screamed about that one day, that crazy day about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the whites against the blacks. The blacks on the blacks, the whites on the whites. But does it really matter? As long as we're all focused and divided, pointing the finger at each other, and of course accusing people that may not agree with what we say on this network, other patriots, as CIA plants. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. We don't even need the government. We don't even need the government to discredit someone if we get caught up in the spin and we start getting paranoid and falling into the conspiracy theory aspect. Well, when, of course, your grandmother gets locked up, when, of course, the talking camera starts screaming at you when you go to the shopping mall right here in the United States, and it's not limited to Birmingham, United Kingdom, the conspiracy theories, the conspiracy facts are going to hit you and me like a ton of bricks. And it's going to be freaky, and a lot of people aren't going to know how to handle that. One of the other articles also that needs to be discussed is New Orleans. According to CNN.com today, a new witness is stepping forth to say that, quote, New Orleans cops have shot a man in the back as he ran away. New Orleans police lined up, quote, like a firing range, and fatally shot at an unarmed man in the back as he fled from them in the days after Hurricane Katrina swept ashore. A witness to the shooting told CNN. And I want to pause right here because I have already been talking about accountability. And the accountability that we have been seeking for so long, that first and foremost states that we as human beings have the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. These constitutional rights cannot be given to us by our government. They are God-given, which is the number one thing people forget when they say they want their constitutional rights. You're supposed to be guaranteed your constitutional rights. That's what that paper is. That is what the law of the land is. What states anything going contrary to the U.S. Constitution is, will, and always has been, null and void. But continuing with the article, we were looking for accountability with Hurricane Katrina and the concentration camps that happened there. And the Causeway Beltway in that story that I shared with all of you on the television program at alexhansery.com, episode number 80 with Elizabeth Atlee. And it was like the plantation days were back. And what and who they view those people as being niggers? Niggers. That's exactly how they see them. Screw them, right? As what we watched and what we saw. For little girls, little boys, intimidated by dogs. Some people there over a week, urinating, defecating, drinking. Out of the mud, out of the crap, your bed, your toilet, it is one, it is the same for that week. That's what many people went through, young, old. And the dogs that were there to make sure that a full-blown riot did not take place, the intimidation, the dog jumping against the kennel, wondering if that log is going to hold that dog back. And the people wondering, as they told their story, that would have been a very bloody situation if, in fact, that dog got inside that crowd, which a dog is considered a police officer. You, and not your mother, nor do you expect your children to stand by and be eaten by a beast, by an animal. And, of course, these things continue, but it really comes down to accountability. Back to the story about the New Orleans cop that shot a man in the back as he ran away. It marks the first time a witness has come forward publicly with information about the shooting of Ronald Madison, a 40-year-old mentally retarded man whose death has sparked a police investigation and a grand jury probe into what happened around the Danziger Bridge that day. He just felt like he was collapsing. Kashmir Gadsden told CNN like something just wiped him out. But isn't that okay for the police? To just shoot someone who's running away? Well, according to the general consensus of the average person who has forgotten they have rights that cannot be stripped away. In the mind of that average person, they don't know. And they don't know when to say, this is too much, and enough is enough. And they begin to take action. Peaceful action. If there was enough generated peaceful action, there would be no need to go to war with the guns. And I don't think people that are preparing to do that want to do it. But isn't it sad when you understand that sometimes there is no other way? When you understand the psychology of a McVeigh, and it is very sad whether he had worked for the government or not, regardless. Most of the terrorist attacks, which is the society issue, that have been committed in this nation, have been government sponsored. But for someone to go, for example, to be more particular, a girl who's 12 years old, who blows herself up, her entire body, on a bus, and takes out other kids, you've got to stop, and I asked this question before, what's going on with her, and what did she experience, and how many Israeli soldiers gang raped her in front of her father? You've got to understand the horror stories that people live on a regular basis that CNN doesn't tell us about, or Fox, for the most part, a lot of the left as well. So it takes people at the front lines of the info war to do what I try to do, what others that have come before me try to do, and of course, thank God, those that I pray more and more will come after me. To get out the news, to get out the information, the stuff that's admitted, that people don't want to see. This is all in plain sight. You know, the other day, I was looking for my tripod, and I couldn't find my tripod, And I looked all over this room. I looked. I couldn't find the tripod. And I was, like, freaking out. I was like, I did not leave this room. There's no reason for it to be gone. And someone else helped me look as well. Neither of us saw it, which was in the most obvious spot. The tripod I was looking for was right on the turntable. It was a mini one for a small mini DV camera. It was right there on the turntable, right literally in front of our face, hidden in plain sight. And sometimes the truth is so unbelievably true, it can't be believed, because it can't be handled. And you can talk about that philosophy and how that manifests in so many different areas. One last article I'm going to get to, and this is probably going to blanket over into the next and final segment. But headline reading from LifeScience.com, and we've talked a lot about this, which is unfortunately where a lot of this control is going. Human thoughts control new robot. Now, scientists, and I've read and reported a lot of these stories, have now created a way to control a robot with signals from a human brain by generating the proper brainwaves picked up by a cap with electrodes that sense the signals and reflect the person's instructions. Scientists can instruct a humanoid robot to move to specific locations and pick up certain objects. Unbelievable. Don't believe it. Find the link on my website, alexhansreed.com. Give me a call if there's anyone left. We'd like to call in, and I'll continue with the story after the break. Welcome back. This is Outside the Box. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 to noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. A little more information about myself can be found at alexansary.com, spelled alexansary.com. I've been hosting the television program for about 2 years now. Going to have an interesting holiday program for a lot of you this Thursday, where I talk about my past, my life story, mistakes I've made, and why I'm the person I am today, the person I'm trying to be, doing what I'm doing with nothing, and also why I'm content with that, and why is the part of the spiritual experience. I think we all go through different things in different parts of our lives, when we're younger, when we're older, but it all means something, and it all is here for a reason. Everything that we're a part of, everything we've done, everything a lot of people have created, the people that came before us, that have been fighting for this country, it does mean something. Fighting for this country, fighting for this planet, and when you fight and you spill your blood for freedom. But you got to understand. What you must understand is that spilling your guts, dying for your country, is not limited to the battlefield or Iraq or Afghanistan or the military. I would say people that have been killed by our government for political gain, people that have spilled their blood for freedom, people that have been sacrificed, people that have gotten information out and for whatever reason disappeared. Anyway, at my website, if you care to donate to what I'm trying to do and all the information I put out, you can do that by clicking on the PayPal button or donating also. And if you have a request on a television program of one of your choice, they're all on Google Video, by the way, for free. My interview with Aaron Russo, my interview with Paul Craig Roberts, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, Tex Mars, Alan Watt, David Ray Griffin, and a lot of other educated professionals also in the area of 9/11. Dr. Robert Bowman, Bob Bowman, he actually ran for a congressional seat in Florida as well. And Vicky Karp from blackboxfighting.org. And, of course, we have the interview posted with Liz McIntyre. That was our expose report on RFID tracking technology. It is amazing how much, and I learned this slowly but surely, how much you, like I have, you can do with nothing. How much, just by spit and fire passion alone, and trying to align your will with the will of the Almighty, how powerful you can be when you're no longer afraid. And of course, you can call it a Jedi mind trick, but when you go beyond and you understand that you no longer have to fear death anymore, when you feel in your heart of hearts, you wake up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you see your own face, and you're happy to see yourself, you can smile, and you know that that day, how you feel about the day, just like this day right now, your happiness, how happy you are, how sad you are, your emotional stability, that is up to you. And that is where your power should begin. The conspiracy ends. The power that the Illuminati appears to have disintegrates. Because what it all really comes down to at the end of the day is our soul, our spiritual development, where we are in our evolution. The New World Order and those orchestrating it, whether you believe it or not, are going to have to answer to the universal consciousness, whatever you choose to call that, as well. And with that, I will be back tomorrow. Check out the TV show on Thursday, alexhansery.com, or, of course, email me. Whether I can get back to you or not, I always love reading them. alex_answering@hotmail.com. Till tomorrow, I'm Alex Hansen reminding you there's a war for your mind, but the path out starts within. Later.